Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. And, of course, a lot of people know him for the 2001 Michigan game, but he also had some great games against Penn State and 3-0 against Notre Dame in his time here. Also, 2-0 in bowl games. Pretty impressive record for T.J. Duckett. Hello, T.J., how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. You know, somebody asked me about the difference in the Duckett brothers. And I said, well, they both scored game-winning touchdowns against Michigan, but one was bigger than the other, and one never lost to Notre Dame, the other one never beat Notre Dame. I suppose that's come up once or twice with you and Tico.
You should have said who was more handsomer. That probably would have been another answer.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and Tico, I know, would have been filibustering on that. So.
No, but we definitely talk about it and all the mini games that we've had played and the different rivalries against them and how we approach them. So, yeah, it has come up in conversation.
Talk about the Notre Dame rivalry and what makes it special, and compare it, if you would, to Michigan-Michigan State games.
You know, just initially, I really don't think there's a comparison. Each game is different, and each is its own. But the Notre Dame game, it has so much history to it. And the games, the way they used to end, a few of them ended in the past. The bowls that it makes a difference when you get a chance to play out of your conference and have that type of rivalry, mm-hmm. and it just really increases things. And you know, it's always fun to play Notre Dame and go down there and play, and it's always a good hard fought game.
A lot of guys can go through a career and never win in Notre Dame Stadium. You did it twice, and
they're crazy. They're crazy games.
they're always close, but you were there on the tail end of that 5-game winning streak, and then you left for the NFL, and then Notre Dame won a game, so they're probably happy to see you leave. But what do you remember about Notre Dame Stadium? And some people think that's a shrine for college football.
Yeah, I mean, this touchdown Jesus is right there as soon as you walk in the stadium, and. All the history, all the tradition behind that. It's an honor to be able to have the privilege to walk into a stadium like that and to go in and the same tunnels, same grass. And, I mean, it was just an experience as a kid. You grow up wanting to beat Golden Dome, wanting to go down and see it and to go in there and be on the opposite end of it and then to win the games the way we did. It was just an awesome experience.
Obviously, you knew a lot about Michigan State with Tico having been here, and the school is fairly close to Kalamazoo. But you had an interest in Notre Dame, and Notre Dame had an interest in you. Can you talk about that?
Yes. I took my trip down there, and when I got there, I expected them to want to recruit me as a linebacker. And they were the only school that came out and wanted me to play straight running back. And, I never thought twice about playing running back at that time. I wanted to play straight linebacker. Gave a great presentation. We was going to give me Jerome Bettis' number. I mean, it was just it was amazing. And just Michigan State kept at me and won my heart. So that's how that story went.
It's kind of funny that then you go back and as a running back, you beat Notre Dame 3 times. I got a funny story for you. I'm not sure you even know this story. Okay. But we were at the Big Ten kickoff meetings in Chicago. And the second day, you know, the players are sitting around at those tables. And Nick Saban sitting around at his table. And Jim Comperoni and I were there. And there were a couple of other people. And you came up. Your name came up. And he's like, well, you know, I don't know. He's a great linebacker. We want to do this and that and the other thing. And we were kind of shaking our heads. And he says, well, what would you do with them? And I said, seriously, I'd give him the ball every play. And Saban reminded me of that about a year later. So he didn't get the ball every play, but it seemed like it for a while.
Yeah, it was definitely it was a good crossover. I really liked it. Once I had a chance playing both of them when I first got here, and then have an opportunity to focus just on one and master that craft. It was a good choice, I thought.
With the rivalry and with the intensity of it, it doesn't seem to be a dirty series. It seems to be a very hard-hitting series, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's more of a blue-collar type game. You know, they're tough, we're tough. They have tradition, we have tradition. But let's settle it. Let's man up and let's play football. The hardest-hitting team, the one with the running game going. That's how the football is going to be decided, and we know that, and that's the type of mentality you have to have going into that game.
All right. Very quickly, Michigan State off to a great start running the football.
Yes, sir.
And you've got Le'Veon Bell off to a tremendous start for an incoming freshman. Edwin Baker, much better this year. Talk about this Michigan State running back situation in about 30 seconds.
I'm loving it. The kids are challenging each other. They all want the ball. They know what to do when they get it, and they all have their own unique style. And all they can do is grow and get better and just keep feeding off each other, and I see nothing but great things for the young men.
It'll be a very interesting game tomorrow, and TJ, I promise we'll have you back on because we want to talk about the lunch program that you have and all the great things that are happening with that, and so we'll get you back on a little bit later this fall.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right. TJ Duckett, you know, he even showed up at our fantasy football draft, believe it or not. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with my Saturday morning co-host, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 8 to 11 here on 1320 WILS.